Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
When fear comes in your life, you get the Word of God and you begin to speak it out loud. You begin to declare things what God has said. He always causes me to triumph. He will never fail me nor forsake me. And watch fear have to depart from your life. Can be contaminated, and it's contaminated often by fear. And so sometimes I call it fearless faith, because in this particular teaching I call it absolute faith, meaning that faith that has no fear mixed in it, no unbelief, no doubt mixed in it. Let me just show you how this works. I'll just show you this one thing, and then we're coming back to this. Look at Matthew chapter 14, please. And in Matthew chapter 14, this is good. This is when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. Remember what I said, that faith dominates, that you can dominate the laws of gravity with faith. Look what it says in Matthew chapter 14. Let me know when you get there by saying, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was what? Contrary. Contrary means it was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, now that fourth watch is between what hours? Anybody know what that? 3 o'clock in a.m. and 6 a.m. Fourth watch of the night, Jesus went up unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for what?
Fear.
But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him, said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. And he said, well, come. And Peter came down out of the water and walked on the water, down out of the ship, pardon me, and walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was what? Afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried and said, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And he said to him, O thou of what?
Little faith.
Wherefore did you what? Doubt. So that doubt robbed him of his victory. It came in very, very... got him to look away from the word and look on his circumstances, and crept in and robbed him of his victory of walking on the water, of his dominion. All right, I'm going to say something here. Fear, one man says, is the single greatest obstacle to success. And one of the first things it creates is total paralysis. Let's go back and look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, please. This is Moses talking now, talking about going into the land of Canaan and taking possession of their promises. When the Lord thy God shall bring them into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations from before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you are. Now that's very, very important. These are seven nations. And what we started talking about last week is we started talking about two of those spirits, or one of those spirits, and we started talking about this spirit having to do with being able to keep God's people from their promises, or from the promised land. As a matter of fact, we talked about, which spirit did we talk about last time? parasites. These spirits are just what they are. They are spirits. And they are coming to try to control people in this earth and keep everything under Satan's demonic control. And notice what he said, they are greater and mightier than you are naturally. You remember what he told them over there in Exodus chapter 3? He said, I am sure the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And remember what I told you? The king of Egypt is not going to let you go with human strength. Got it? And if you know anything about Zechariah, let me just read that to you. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, he said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Watch this. An interpretation of might here is army. Not by army, nor by power or human ability, but by my what? Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So you're going to be delivered all right, but not by army or not by human ability, but by my anointing. Now, this is powerful here. I want you to get this. So these nations are stronger. And what we said in these nations is that every one of them has something. In other words, each one of these is a strong man. And Hittites are the spirits of fear. They instill doubt and fear, and they make Christians fearful. And God said over in 2 Timothy and chapter 1 and verse 7, he says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, come on, and of a sound mind. See. Now notice what fear is. Fear is a what? A spirit. Now you got to get that in your mind. Fear is a spirit. And one of the ways that it operates is it is coming to contaminate your faith or rob you of your faith so that it can control you. Now, if you look at Job and Job chapter 3, please, over in the book of Job, you remember Job, don't you? Okay. Job had some major problems. But let's look and see what happened to Job. Look what it says in Job chapter 3, if you will, and verse 25. The thing which I what? Greatly feared is what? Come upon me. And that which I was what? Afraid of, come on, has come to me. See? Whenever you face your fears, you move toward them. And they will diminish and recede. When you back away from fear, those powers will grow until they will eventually try to dominate your whole life. Somebody said a little fear is healthy. Well, let's go over to the book of Revelation for that. Let's go over to Revelation and chapter 21, please. Revelation 21 and verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, ooh, fear is categorized with whoremongers, and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake. Now, which part of fear you want? The lake of fire I'm talking about. Fear not. You can't even receive from God with fear. Why? Because fear connects you with the enemy. That's why he wants you to fear. And it is a spirit. And you, when you're talking about fear, people don't know they have fear unless the Spirit of God reveals it, until they get afraid. I've heard people say, oh, I can do that. And I put them up to it, and fear takes over. You know, people going up in airplanes. When I remember I was pilot training and training for airplanes. And this one guy, every time he went up, he was so fearful, see. And so his stomach would get upset, he'd spit up and so forth. And people, this other guy that I know, he busted out of pilot training, meaning he didn't make it. They had to send him out somewhere else because he couldn't land the airplane. He could take it off, but he couldn't land. Now, that's a pretty tough position to be in. But it was in pilot training, and he had the instructor in there with him, and he'd take off. But when it comes down to land, he'd see the runway coming up at him, and he just could not land. He would take off again, and the instructor would eventually have to land. And I remember going up to his room. I said, hey, man, I said, what's wrong? What's up here? You know, and he was drinking, you know, trying to anesthetize that thing, you know, trying to. Oh, we do all kinds of things trying to get rid of fear. You'd be surprised what people do trying to get rid of fear. Say amen. Amen. And that's a demon, and he needs to be cast out. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And so what happened was, and he's a good man, and I mean smart and all that, but just had a fear of people say, I got a fear of flying. No, you got a fear of dying. It's a death thing that you're trying to get past. And here are four of the major fears that people have in their lives today. One is a fear of death. Second is a fear of uncertainty. Third is a fear of change. And fourth is a fear of poverty, running out. Now, I'm telling you, death, uncertainty, change, and poverty. And you need to hit every one of them in the head. If you fear running out, give it all. If you fear change, do something different. If you fear uncertainty, get yourself out of your comfort zone. If you fear death, hey, come on, fly. You know, say amen to this. Now, what I'm saying here is that the enemy comes in and he tries to put fear in our lives. Now, remember the Hittites. Nightmares. Hittites are behind it. Come on, I'm trying to help you now. These are Hittites. They're designed to stop you. They couldn't keep you from getting saved, but they're trying to contain you now. They're trying to make it so that you're fearful of everything, fearful of driving, fearful of swimming, fearful of all phobias are controlled by Hittites. Everything. Fear of getting old, fear of being too young, fear of getting married, fear of staying married. I guess. I don't know. Well, praise the Lord. Maybe I went too far that time. But anyway. But fear. You all know what I'm talking about. Okay. And Hittite is the most invisible and the most deceiving type of spirit. We call him a stealth operator. Because he can hide until you actually get into a place where he has to manifest. And when he manifests, you didn't know that fear was there. And folks, it can cause all kinds of things because it acts in combination with your mind and your emotions. That's why he said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and come on, sound mind. What can make people start breathing hard and short of breath. It can make people break out in hives. It can make all kinds of things fear can do. Its design is to paralyze you, stop you right in your tracks. And you're going to have to face your fears. What you didn't do before because you feared, now you're going to do it.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it by faith. And your faith, by you acting on your faith, will drive out that Hittite. Say amen to this. Because faith connects you with the anointing. And the anointing will move burdens and, come on, destroy yours. Okay? Be surprised how those Hittites affect people. They control people's very actions. They can't leave. They can't go. They can't worship where they want to. They can't even hear a word of truth. Sometimes truth makes that fear come up inside of them. I'm getting out of here. They don't want to talk about things that need to be talked about in terms of things of God and so forth. Those spirits just driving them. Driving them. And the Bible says fear is torment. It torments them. Are you following what I'm saying? It causes torment. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. This is where King Hezekiah was a good king over Israel, and he was began to reign over Judah, and he was really having Judah to be victorious. But now what had happened is and he removed all these high places, all these false gods they were had started worshiping because of bad leadership. And now they're bringing their trust back in the Lord. But now here comes Assyria, and they are becoming against Israel. And they have been besieging the suburban cities around, and now they're coming to Hezekiah. So they come to Hezekiah and begin to talk to him. And a lot of times what people have to be careful of is listening to the devil. That you can't listen to him. I said you can't listen to him. Because his job is to convince you of something that is not real. Is not true, rather. And so look at verse 12. And chapter 18, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. In other words, that's why the Syrian king was able to take Israel, because they would not obey God. Verse 13, now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come against up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return from me. That which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. So that's about $30 million. He said, you pay me $30 million. Now, notice what Hezekiah is trying to do. He's trying to buy off the king of Assyria. He's trying to buy. How many of you know the devil won't be bought off? I'm telling you, he just wants all you got. He just wants total control of your life. He said, and all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house. And at that time did Hezekiah even cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord, from the pillars of which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. Lord have mercy, the devil is stripping them of everything they got. Now notice what happened. He heard some things. He heard how they took the other cities. Well, he only took the other cities because they weren't obeying God and so forth. So now he's coming in, and look at verse 19. And Rabshakeh said to them, speak ye now to Hezekiah. Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria. What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Now, this is interesting about this. This whole idea of faith is just confidence in God. And so he is asking him, hey, why are you going to have confidence in this God that I just took all the other cities and so forth? Well, Hezekiah did some things, but pretty soon Hezekiah sent his men to Isaiah the prophet. What did he send him to him for? He wanted to get a word from the man of God. Look at chapter 19 and verse 6. And Isaiah said to them, thus shall you say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria hath blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land. And I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. I'm not going to even kill him on your property. I'm going to take him and run him to his own land and so forth. What did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah went back into his temple. He went back and got before God. And he then opened up this note which had been sent to him by the man of God. In other words, he opened up the Bible. He opened up the scriptures. He opened up the word of God. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. The presence of the Lord will drive out all fear. And I'm telling you, when fear comes in your life, you get the word of God and you begin to speak it out loud. You begin to declare things what God has said. He always causes me to triumph. He will never fail me nor forsake me. And watch fear have to depart from your life. Verse 15, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God, and he prayed that prayer. And come on down to verse 34, please. And then God said, I will defend this city and save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night, that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000 men. That's 185,000 men. And when they arose early in the morning, I'm talking about Hezekiah now, in the morning, they were all dead corpses. I'm talking about God will fight your battles for you. You get back over into faith. Don't let courage come out of your system. You get up in courage and say, wait a minute, I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I am not going to accept this in my life. I want all fear to leave me starting right now. Satan, you cannot bring terror in my life. I am not afraid of you anymore. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to get sick. I am not afraid to go broke. I am not afraid of what people may say about me. I am not afraid to go to school. I am not afraid to face my relatives. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. And you do that enough, and the Spirit of God will come up in you, and praise will still the avenger. Praise will make the devil shut up. Praise will bring the presence of God in your life, and you will be free. God. Alabaha satalabaha. I command the spirit of fear in the sound of my voice right now. I command you to leave the people of God right now. In the name of Jesus, the blood is against you right now. You cannot stay. Go in Jesus' name. Now, Father, fill them with your word. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Fill them with courage and power. In the name of Jesus, let every believer shout, amen, amen.
Well, this is Offering Day on the broadcast. God is continuing to increase this ministry. We came here with just $200. Nobody knew us. I don't know whether anybody really cared. Well, one sister did. She opened a home to me and my family, and we stayed there until we got started in the Chicago area. But today, we're broadcasting to over 130 nations. Now, recently, we've expanded our broadcast. We're now on Daystar Television Monday through Friday. Now, we have the potential now to reach 670 million households worldwide. Praise God, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, what I'd like you to do is consider a seed. Oh, I know you're praying for us, and we are praying for you. Praise the Lord. But we'd like you to consider a seed of support now into the ministry, that as you do this on this offering day, I'd like to pray over and bless that seed, that God will not only multiply it back to you, but this seed will cause the word to be sown in the households and many, many people, and nations and lives and families will be transformed. Well, if you have your seed, if you have it in mind, I'd like to pray over it right now. The Bible says, as you give, it'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom. God knows that we are off the world system. Now we're on the kingdom system, and his system is sowing and reaping. So let me pray over your offering right now. Let's pray together. Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and we bring this seed and we sow it into good soil. As we sow this seed, we believe your word. You said in Luke 6:38, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom. Father, I pray that you measure it back to them that hundredfold, thousand times more, that corresponding return of what they're believing for. Also, Lord, we pray that as this seed is sown, we'll reach millions of more households with the gospel, and not only with the gospel, but it'll transform their lives. Father, we thank you for it. Thank you in advance for not only the harvest of whatever we're believing for, but the harvest of souls that's coming into the kingdom. Now we thank you for it and give you praise, call it done. Well, that was a prayer, and it was a prayer of faith, so it's working right now. Praise God. So as you sow your seed, thank you so much for it. Also, thank you for your prayers of support, because every ministry needs prayer. Pray for us. We do for you every day. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you, and we'll see you next time. Keep walking by faith.
Throughout life's journey, we have the choice at every turn to stay in faith or stay in fear, to believe what God promised or believe the circumstance, to speak God's word or speak words of doubt. But if you stand on God's word and stay in faith, you will get to the promised destination God has for you. In The Life of Faith, Dr. Winston digs deeper into the topic of faith and shows you how to plant the Word of God in your heart to get the guaranteed harvest of God's promises.
Everything that's happening with you, there is a promise to overcome it. And the way that you overcome is by faith.
Order The Life of Faith today, and you'll discover faith brings you into a world of unlimited possibilities. Faith is a servant of the believer. Faith determines your destiny and much more.
The Word is designed to do the impossible. All you got to do is receive. Say amen. All you got to do is receive. Once you receive and the Word starts growing, it'll tell you what else to do. It'll tell you to go over here. It'll tell you what to decree. It'll tell you everything. It'll start taking over your life.
To order your copy of The Life of Faith, contact us online at BillWinston.org. By phone at 1-800-711-9327. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. God calls every believer to live a life of faith, a life where we purpose in our hearts to believe and speak God's word above all else. This teaching will help you to walk on the level of faith needed to live a victorious life. Get your copy of The Life of Faith today.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to take the uncompromised word of God to the whole world. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.